Vocal texture in Ableton Live 12, tried it for Sunrise set emotion for jungle old school DNB vibes. Intermediate, alright, let's build the kind of vocal that jungle actually uses. Not a pristine pop lead sitting on top of everything but the textured, chopped, slightly rinsed vocal layer that feels like it's part of the break. Something that can hype a roller and then open up into that Sunrise set emotion when the mix breathes. By the end of this, you'll have a reusable vocal texture rack built with stock Ableton devices. 3 layers deep, clean, drive, and air. And you'll map it to macros so you can perform it like a DJ tool, then resample it and stop tweaking forever. First, quick session setup so we stay organized and fast. Set your tempo to 170 to 174 BPM. I'll use 172. Now make 3 tracks. Track 1. Vocal source. This is where the raw vocal lives. No chaos. No what did I do to it later. Track 2. Vocal texture rack. This is your processing and printing lane. Track 3. Sidechain trigger. Optional. This can be a ghost kick or snare, or you can just sidechain from your drum bus. But having a dedicated trigger can be insanely clean. Now, pick the right vocal snippet. This matters more than people admit. You want emotion plus consonants. Jungle loves consonants because they read like percussion. A 1 to 3 second phrase is perfect. Hold tight. Stay with me. We're moving. Even a laugh. A breath. A little MC ad-lib. If it feels like it could be shouted through a sweaty PA, you're in the right zone. Drop it into the vocal source track and turn warp on. Set warp mode to complex pro. Then start with formants around 0 to minus 20. Here's the vibe trick. If the vocal feels too modern and too clean, just lowering formants a little instantly pushes it toward that nostalgic tape-era tone. Not cartoon pitch shift, just older, deeper, more worn. Set the envelope somewhere around 90 to 120 so the stretching stays smooth. Before we start driving and widening and hyping, do a quick bit of what I call tone policing. This is the boring step that makes everything else work. Loop the loudest word or the most intense consonant. Listen for that spiky bite around 2.8 to 4.2 kHz. That's the range that turns energetic into painful on a loud system. Also scan 7 to 9 kHz for sibilance fizz. If it's poking, don't wait until after distortion. Make a tiny notch before a drive. It will sound more like tape and less like digital sandpaper later. Cool. Now we make it feel like jungle by chopping it rhythmically. Right-click the vocal clip and choose sliced new MIDI track. Slice by transients if it has clear attacks. If it's super smooth, try slicing by eighth notes instead. You'll get a drum rack full of slices, ready to play like one-shots. Now program a 1 or 2 bar pattern. Think call and response with a break. A really classic move is hitting little vocal stabs on the offbeats like the end of 2 and the end of 4 so it bounces with the drums instead of arguing with them. And here's a micro groove trick that's pure jungle. Select a few MIDI notes and nudge them 5 to 15 milliseconds late. Not everything, just a couple. That slight lazy drag against a tight break is instant vibe. Now we build the main weapon, the vocal texture rack. On the vocal texture rack track, drop an audio effect rack. Create 3 chain then name them clean, drive, and air. Now, route your sliced vocal track into this rack for processing, or just resample onto the rack track. Either way works. I like resampling, because it keeps you decisive, but while you're building, routing is faster. Let's build the clean chain first. The goal is presence without harshness, and intelligibility without spitting at you. Put EQ 8 first. High pass at 120 Hz. 24 dB slope. We do not need rumble in a jungle vocal texture. The sub belongs to the bass line. Then a gentle dip, maybe 2 to 4 dB, somewhere between 2.5 and 4.5 kHz if the consonants are biting. Optionally, a tiny lift at 9 to 12 kHz if you need a bit of air. Tiny. Jungle vocals get bright fast. Then add glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is just to sit it into the track, not to flatten the life out of it. Then add saturator for warmth. Soft sign mode. Drive around plus 1.5 to plus 4 dB, and level match the output. That is not optional. If it sounds better only because it's louder, you're not making decisions. You're getting tricked. That's clean. Now the drive chain. This is the cut through the amen layer. It's your old-school grit, but controlled. Start with saturator. Analog clip mode. Drive plus 6 to plus 12 dB. Soft clip on. Then pull the output down so it's not just louder. After that, drop in roar. Since we're in Live 12, roar is perfect for that rinsed on a system edge. Start with tape or overdrive style. Drive around 20 to 40%. Keep the tone slightly darker so it doesn't fizz. If Roar has dynamics options available, use mild compression inside it. Now put an auto filter after Roar. Low pass, 12 dB slope. And this is key. Automate this cutoff by section. In intros, you might be down around 6 to 8 kHz for that filtered memory feel. In the drop, you might open it to 10, 12, even 14 kHz if it stays smooth. A little resonance is fine, like 5 to 15%, but don't let it whistle. Optional, Redux for true old-school crunch. Bit reduction around 10 to 14 bit. Downsample very lightly, like 1.2 to 2.5x. And instead of wet slash dry, control how much you hear by setting the chain volume. It's easier to balance. One more coaching thing here, if the drive chain starts sounding like fizzy insects, don't automatically reduce distortion. Try low-passing it a bit more. Distortion generates harmonics. Filtering decides whether those harmonics feel like warmth or buzz. Now the air chain. This is the sunrise halo, the wide emotional tail, the thing that makes a breakdown feel like open sky, even in a gritty tune. Start with EQ8. High pass more aggressively. 250 to 400 Hz, 24 dB slope. We want zero low mid smear. If it's sibilant, do a small dip at 6 to 8 kHz, then add hybrid reverb, hall or plate. Decay 3 to 6.5 seconds. Pre-delay 20 to 40 milliseconds so the dry vocal stays readable and the reverb sits behind it. High cut 7 to 10 kHz, low cut 250 to 500 Hz. That low cut is non-negotiable if you want your mix to stay clean. Wet around 20 to 45% if it's on the chain. If you prefer, you can put reverb on a return for even cleaner control, but we'll keep it simple inside the rack for now. Then add echo. Set time to 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback 20 to 35%. Filter it. High pass around 300 Hz and low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. Add a touch of modulation. 5 to 10%, just to widen it. Then utility. Width 140 to 180%. And here is your safe mono core rule. Don't widen the vocal body that carries intelligibility. Widen the air, because wide low mids will make your mix feel seasick on a club system. Now, level match your chains. Loop the loudest phrase. Mute and unmute each chain. And use the chain volume slider so it feels like tone changes, not volume jumps. This is what makes your macros feel professional later. Now we map performance macros. This is where it becomes a DJ tool. Macro 1. Drive amount. Map it to Roar drive and the drive chain saturator drive. Macro 2. Warmth. Map it to the clean saturator drive, and maybe to gentle EQ shelf if you want a little top lift. Macro 3. Air level. Map to the air chain volume. Macro 4. Space. Map to hybrid reverb wet, or ascend amount if you used a return. Macro 5. Delay throw. Map to echo wet so you can punch in a throw on one word and pull it back immediately. Macro 6. Tone dark to light. Map to the drive chain auto filter cutoff. Macro 7. Width. Map to the air chain utility width. Macro 8. Duck. We'll map this after we set up sidechain. Before sidechain, quick extra performance tip. Clip envelopes are your secret weapon. Not just macros. On your vocal clip, automate clip gain to emphasize one word like you're riding a DJ mixer. Automate transpose plus or minus 2 to 5 semitones on the last word for a lift or a dive. And even automate formants in small moves 5 to 10 points across sections. That can feel like the vocal ages or opens up emotionally without sounding like a gimmick. Now let's make the vocal breathe with the breaks using sidechain ducking. Put a compressor at the end of the rack, or if you want, only on the air chain. End of rack is easier and keeps it cohesive. Turn sidechain on. Set the input to your drum bus or your ghost trigger track. Ratio 3:1 to 6:1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds, and this is important. Sidechain timing is part of the swing. If the vocal feels like it trips over the groove, the release is usually the fix. You want the vocal to reappear just after the snare crack and ghost notes, not before. Set threshold so you get about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction when the drums hit. And a very jungle-specific idea, if your break is snare-led, you can feed the compressor with a ghost snare pattern rather than the whole drum bus. Ducking to the snare often feels more authentic than pumping to a four-on-the-floor kick that isn't even there. Now arrangement. Let's make it feel like a sunrise set. For the intro, 16 to 32 bars, let the air chain dominate. Bass and width up. Keep the drive chain filter darker, like cutoff around 6 to 8 kHz and keep chops sparse. Every 2 bars, not every bar. You're teasing. Pre-drop, 8 to 16 bars, bring in the clean chain so intelligibility rises. Then do one big move, a single delay throw on the last word before the drop. That's the moment people remember. For the drop, bring drive up, but reduce reverb. You want grit and rhythm, not a washed-out mess. Make the chops answer the drums, especially snare fills and ride patterns, not the sub. In old-school jungle, vocals often feel percussion-adjacent, and use negative space. Drop the vocal out for one bar every eight bars. When it comes back, it feels intentional, like a selector move. For the breakdown or second wind, do the resampling trick. Solo the air chain, crank the reverb decay way up, and resample 2 to 4 seconds after the word ends. Warp that tail, transpose it down 5 to 12 semitones, low pass it, and now you've got a vocal pad that still carries human emotion, but sits like atmosphere. If you want an extra old rave move, try gated reverb that grooves. Put hybrid reverb on a return, then a gate after it. Sidechain the gate from a ghost snare on 2 and 4, or even a shuffled pattern. Now the space chops rhythmically with a break. Early rave energy, but controlled. Now commit it. This is the part that separates cool experiment from usable DJ tool. Create a new audio track called Vocal Print. Set audio from to the vocal texture rack track. Arm it, hit record, and perform 8 to 16 bars of macro automation. Ride drive, open and close tone. Throw delay on a word. Widen the air in the intro, then tighten it for the drop.